I got a phone call from my friend Tracy, a colleague at work. I think it was a Sunday evening, about 6, 7 o'clock. Had told me the news had just come through from the control unit that the air ambulance had crashed and Mark had died. And I said to her, no, that can't be right. Mark shouldn't have been at work that day, but he had swapped his shift and unfortunately was at work that day. And I come off the phone and felt sick. So I said to my husband, you know, I've got to go to the ambulance station. And as I arrived at the ambulance station, more and more the news was filtering through to other staff. And most of the staff were turning up at the ambulance station, trying to get information of what's happened and confirmation if it was definitely Mark, which unfortunately was confirmed that it was. And everybody was just comforting each other with disbelief of what's happened. The ambulance headquarters had got in touch with our ambulance chaplain who turned up at work. They did offer people counselling. And it was just an awful day that I will never, ever forget. And we then continued for days and days afterwards going to the site of the crash with just disbelief of what happened. And it was a day I will never forget.
How did you get involved with the memorial?
I've attended the memorial every year since the air ambulance crash. And I used to work with Mark and I know Mark's family. And we meet up there every year. And go along to the Robin Hood pub and raise a glass to all three of them. And last year we decided to do something extra special for this year, as it's marking 20 years.
Can you sort of go into detail about what it is that you've actually sort of arranged?
It's a gathering of, there's about 56 people going, and it's to mark and celebrate their lives. They died helping other people, doing a job in service. So it's to remember all three of them. And for me personally, especially Mark, as he was not only a colleague but friend. And we're going to all gather up at the memorial site at 7 p.m. on Thursday. They're hoping to have a fly pass by the air ambulance. We're going to let off some balloons that have got words on. And we then are going along to the Robin Hood pub and raise a glass to all three of them, and we're going to have a meal there.
And for you personally, obviously working alongside Mark and, you know, having the opportunity to be able to organise something so important, what does that mean to you to be able to help, you know, share their memories with the families and friends and, you know, wider circle?
To me personally, I was close to Mark, so for me personally it is something that I'd have no doubt in doing. Like I say, I've never missed a year. I've gone every year. So this year is just a special year. And it means a lot to know everybody else cares and cares about him and wants to attend and share everything all together.